freeze-dried worm? I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation, the frigid, unforgiving, inhospitable landscape of Antarctica. Its dry valleys are among the most barren, rocky places on Earth, devoid of most life forms, except for a couple of researchers from Brigham Young and a species of tiny half-inch worm, nematodes to be exact. Now, why would these scientists trek to a remote region just to dig worms? Because it's a unique field laboratory to study a plantless ecosystem and certain unique genetic responses developed by this creature. It has evolved to the point where it can actually make its own antifreeze. It produces a fluid that prevents ice crystals from forming in its body in these extreme temperatures, so this worm can't get frostbite. Pretty cool trick, huh? But it has an even more amazing ability. When conditions are extremely dry, the nematode can simply let itself dry out and go into suspended animation until the water returns. Instant worm. Just add water. The scientists believe that by understanding this creature's adaptability in this simple ecosystem, that they'll be better able to predict how climate change might affect more complex ecosystems. You might call it finding nematode. Global warming? Okay. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.